1077 The Island. Real music variety. Lori Lou is here. Good Wednesday morning. How are you?
I'm good. We went on a field trip already.
The pump and pantry popcorn is spectacular,
run.
Isn't it?
I know. I'm so excited.
Thanks. Keep up the good work. I love the new pump and pantry mothership next door.
Oh, it's great. It's, I mean, anything you want.
You could rollerblade around in there. It's so big.
They have bubblegum ice cream.
And try the popcorn. It's fantastic.
Thanks for buying me some popcorn. And for this cup of hot tea. I don't think I've ever had hot tea.
Well, I thought, you know, you were under the weather with a cough, and it kind of lingers, and it's going around, and it's hard to tell. For me, it's always hard to tell what is an ailment and what is an allergy.
Yeah.
Sometimes
not an allergy.
No. Well, the tea I thought would help.
Yeah. I know. You just open up my world.
It's
okay.
It's very hot, though. If you spill it, I am not liable.
Right,
I'm putting
now,
that out there right now.
Right. But right now, I think it's at the perfect temperature right now.
No, that's fantastic for all of us to know.
I know. You're welcome. Okay. So I want to talk about my evening last night. So queue up, if you want to look, my Facebook page.
GI Trivia.
GI Trivia.
GI Space Trivia.
So I was in Ravana last night, my monthly trivia night. I absolutely love going to Ravana, but last night was our 1 year anniversary.
Really?
Yes. I've been going to Ravana for 1 year. It does not seem like it's been that long.
No, not at all.
But so I took a bunch of pictures. It was really a lot of fun. Jamie and Veronica, who own the bar there, donated. They were the sponsor of the night. Oh my goodness. They donated, I mean, there was probably 10 t-shirts there. There was caps.
At the R Bar.
At the R Bar. And
you had a good turnout.
Oh, always. Always. So, and they had koozies with lottery tickets in it and an extra $25 gift certificate.
Well,
to
there's
the bar.
some really clever yet racy yet I cannot say on the air t-shirts.
Yes.
Who's responsible for that?
Yes, I know. They were very funny.
Wow.
I know. Too bad everybody was looking, or I would have said one for me, one for you.
Check out GI Space Trivia on Facebook. And where are you? Are you somewhere tonight?
Well, let me finish here with Ravana. So we are going to add a night. So the 18th, 2 weeks from now, on the 18th, I'm going to be there doing a music bingo night.
Nice.
So that should be a lot of fun. And real quick, I told Mayor Fred, good morning, guys. Very funny. My question was, what year did Jack Nicholson play the Joker? That was one of my questions. And he had said to his teammates, what? I don't get it. What does that mean?
What did he say?
I don't get it. What does that mean? And his wife or his sister says, what do you mean? He's like, he's a golfer.
I think Jack Nicholas.
Jack Nicholson. Yes, it was so funny. Anyway, yeah. I love these guys. Morning, Mayor Fred.
It loses its oomph when you have to explain it.
I know it. Oh, it was so funny. So funny.
Will you stick around and we'll find out? You got a bonus question for us?
All right. I do.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Franzman in the chair. Lori Lou over there. Thanks for tuning in. GI Trivia is, where are you tonight?
I am nowhere tonight. I have a meeting tonight for the Willow Rising Gala that is this Saturday.
Oh, that's this Saturday.
That is this Saturday. So,
And that is open to the public, fundraiser, right?
Oh, absolutely, right? 100%. Okay. Yeah, they're having a meal and an auction and a dance, and I'm going to be doing some music bingo.
And it's a fundraiser for the shelter, so
yeah,
you want to be a part of that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty excited. So tomorrow night I'll be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Mia's food truck will be there, and I don't know, it took me a few times to know Mia's, and people are like, what do they have? Well, MIAs stands for Mexican, Italian, American. So.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're a very good food truck, so.
Excellent.
Yeah. So you want to hear my question? Are you ready?
Mexican, Italian, American.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, let's have that question.
Yeah.
If you've never tried GI Trivia or Music Bingo with Lori Liu, you are missing out. It's a great team building exercise or just goofy, ridiculous fun.
I tell you, I had 55 people last week. I had 60 the week before. It's crazy.
It's growing.
Yeah. I wish I could figure it out. Like, why, you know.
I could explain it. Okay. It's a very fun event, but they're there for you. The way you run it is a big deal. It's you got all the right.
yeah. Sarcasm.
All the right accoutrements.
Like, well, that's a stupid answer. But it's funny because, you know, I'm wrong sometimes too. I know. I hate to say it, but okay, here's your question. What 1999 horror film starring Heather Donahue took place in Burkittsville, Maryland? So 1999 horror movie. And I'm not much on horror movies.
Is this a multiple choice?
Nope. No, because if you heard it, you would know.
I have no idea.
You do. It was all the rage.
Okay, like, repeat the question. It was 1999.
1999. What 1999 horror film starring Heather Donahue took place in Burkittsville, Maryland? I don't remember what the deal was. Was it low budget? Was it a true story? Something.
I'm having trouble with the era. 99. For me, I remember all the excitement of the 70s and 80s. I can't remember. 99 was so generic to me.
Yeah, I know. But look, so my age range of people that I get for my trivia nights, you know, I, of course, gravitate towards the 70s, 80s, because that was my, you know, best time of my life.
That was your jam.
That was my jam. And people know it too. They're like, enough 80s questions. Anyway, it's the Blair Witch Project. Oh, remember that?
That movie scared the bejesus out of me.
What was the deal with it? Was it a true story or?
I don't think so.
Low budget.
If I remember correctly, it was made by.
Oh, that's right.
And they purposely made it look black and white because A, they didn't have money and a budget, but B, it added to the creep factor.
Right.
To have it low budget.
But remember, it was kind of all the rage back then for that really short time.
That really scared me. It was shortly after that I realized the scary movies are like amusement park rides. At some point you realize this is not for me. Why am I doing this to myself?
Do you know what mine was?
What?
The very first Friday the 13th. I watched that and I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched a horror movie since.
It's scary stuff when I was a kid and I still fault my parents for allowing this travesty to take place. But we watched The Exorcist at home and
never seen it.
Don't.
I won't.
No, it's that was the beginning of PTSD for me. And granted, they probably didn't know what they were getting into when we watched the movie. But no, I realize I don't enjoy that.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing that back to my brain.
I thought it was a great question.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. So what I do...
Have you seen the movie?
I'm sure I maybe a snippet or something, but I don't...
I think it's an all black and white.
Something.
Anyway.
So my thing is, like, if nobody gets the question right, if nobody gets that right, I will give out a hint. I will, and then let everybody guess again, just because.
So somebody can get it. Yeah, it's achievable.
I have another question for you, just a funny one that I had last night that only one team got. Okay, so in music, the four members of this band were all supposed to have nicknames, but two of them didn't, and Larry Mullins, and I can't remember the other guy's names.
The Edge?
Look at you.
Bono.
You got it immediately. And everybody struggled with that last night. And they're like, what? It would help if you give us an era. And they thought I was being a smart aleck when I said all eras. Like they've been around, I think, since the 70s.
You know how when you understand something, when you have the information in your head, you can't fathom that other people don't get it. You say Larry Mullen Jr., you too. Instantly.
You knew that. Yeah.
Well, of course I know. I know every member of not everybody bought albums and read the liner notes, or not everybody bought CDs and put their reading glasses on. But I've been doing that my whole life until crappy music came along.
Right.
So that's, yeah, I guess.
I just thought of that from last night, and I knew you would know that.
I like the easy ones.
But it's not easy.
Tell me what I've won.
What's the other guy's name?
Edge.
No, that's.
Oh, Adam Clayton.
There you go. Adam, oh, my gosh.
How come he's not Clay?
They didn't want nicknames, I guess.
Well, he's the only one. He would be the only one. Oh,
and yeah, Larry Mullen Jr. Yeah, so there's four in the band. So
what is speaking of nicknames, and I can't recall Bono's real name, but you know Sting from the Police,
Hewson. Hewson is his last name.
Not Sting's.
Yeah, it is.
Sting's real name is Gordon Sumner.
Who am I thinking of?
I think U2 singer Bono. I think it might be Richard Hewlett.
Maybe that is what I'm thinking of. You know what? I have so many trivia questions in my head.
We're pretty much out of time.
I
could talk to you all morning.
So, yes, I know. Anyway, it was fun. Thanks for the popcorn. Paul David Hewson.
That's
Hewson
Bono.
Is Bono. Look at me.
GI Space Trivia on Facebook for more info. Check out Wine, Beer, and Spirits Grand Island tomorrow. And the gala is at
Saturday at Boulder Flats.
Boulder Flats.
Yep. If anybody's interested, get a hold of Willow Rising. But this is going to be my biggest event. And I'm not going to lie, I'm super nervous. And I got hit up last night about doing another gala thing in March. So look at me go.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Friends, man.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Friends, man.
Friends, man. One man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.